The next day, Tina spent the first half of the morning eating breakfast with her parents and then preparing for today's Toxinon meeting up on Petalia's Hill overlooking Ritual Rock. While it did not feel right, Silas and Alana tried to get Tina to open up about her problem from the previous night.
"I'm sorry, Mommy," Tina meekly uttered. "I just don't want to talk about it yet."
Silas gave Tina another stack of flapjacks and nuzzled her gently.
"Princess, you come to us when you are ready, and we will listen. You do not need to feel sorry for wanting to sort things out on your own."
Those were the words that Tina needed to hear, and in that very instant, she began to perk right back up. 2 hours into the afternoon, the TA meeting began, but even under the shade of Magnolia's tree, it was still unbearably hot. Petalia and Ross decided it was best to postpone the meeting for a couple of days and arranged for Maggie, Felidia, Chase, and Juniper to fly the group members back to their homes. But Tina's trio decided not to waste the wing power and decided to walk home. The closest place for Tina, Arthur, and their best friend Charlotte Chameleon was Arthur's home in Hopper Hills on the other side of the forest. The shade of the forest helped a little, but the muggy air and the temperature were still unseasonably hot. As Charlotte tried to fan herself with a giant tree leaf, she morphed in and out of different colors in disgust.
"It's like a toaster oven in here. Tina, aren't you roasting in that shell?"
Tina meekly uttered. "I made a special compartment for the carapace of my shell to hold an ice pack. I've been doing some tinkering here and there," she said. To her, this was a rudimentary hack, but it gave Charlotte an idea. "Tina, Arthur, let's say we take a detour